Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Here we are, the gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Is that a fact?
It is.
Oh, I'm a little. I have a little intestinal distress today. Upper intestinal. Is there upper intestines or no? Is there such a thing as upper intestines?
Could
intestines?
Be upper.
First thing I want to talk about. We have no guests today.
We don't.
No, but you want to talk about our country and changing the narrative. Associated Press has the style book. You're familiar with this, right, Sandy? Anybody who writes, and if you write in the news, there'll be a picture with the link posted of this. But this is the 2017 AP style book. And anytime a AKA journalist is supposed to write a story, this is what they're supposed to use. So I'm going to give you a few tidbits. I went through it, and you're going to like this. The word abortion. Use anti-abortion instead of pro-life and pro-abortion rights instead of pro-abortion or pro-choice. Avoid abortionist, which connotates a person who performs clandestine abortions. That's one. Number two, you ready? Allah, the Arabic word for God. The word God should be used unless the Arabic name is used in a quote written or spoken in English. Okay? So if he says Allah Akbar, the press is supposed to write, he said God is great.
I see.
Okay? I'm not done. Immigration. This one's too funny. Immigration. Illegal immigration. Entering or residing in a country without authorization or violation of civil or criminal law, except in direct quotes essential to the story. Use illegal only to refer to an action, not a person. You can't say illegal alien.
Wow.
Okay? But you can't say illegal immigrant. Acceptable variations include living in or entering a country illegally or without legal permission. Do not use the terms alien, an alien, and illegal, illegals, or undocumented. Okay?
Can't even use undocumented.
No, you can't use
that
undocumented.
That used to be the phrase of
okay?
the day.
Yes, you can't use undocumented anymore. Next one. By the way, terrorist and terrorism is not in the book.
Oh, no?
No, this book is for you to take afterwards. The word terrorism and terrorist is
doesn't
not
exist.
To be used. No, it doesn't exist. So Islamist, an advocate or supporter of a political movement that favors reordering government and society in accordance with the laws prescribed by Islam. Do not use as a synonym for Islamic fighters, militants, extremists, or radicals, okay? Where possible, be specific and use the name of militant affiliations, Al-Qaeda-linked, Hezbollah-linked, or Taliban-linked, okay? We are going down the tube.
Well, we've known this for quite a while. It also happens with guns, too. Have you did you peruse in there about the use of guns? And
there's nothing in here.
It's funny, too, because we're prepping a little tidbit to drop in for season 7. Season 7 starts today. Thank you.
No way.
It does.
Wow.
So we're working behind the scenes to do just some little things on progressivism and how progressivism has affected gun laws and what gun laws in the United States have been. And some of the research that my associate producer has been bringing to me has been laughable because it is all skewed to one side. How's that?
Oh, no.
Where things like when FDR enacted the 1934 Gun Act, he did it, you know, only to prevent gangsters from getting guns. So they increased this huge tax on firearms, you know, that were automatic firearms. So you had to pay that big tax, right? At the time, it was, what was it, $1,000 back then?
Yes, 1,000.
Which was a lot of money.
Yep.
But gangsters, of course, we know, never had any money.
No.
Couldn't afford to pay the $1,000. So who did that really affect more? But what's amazing is the slant of all the reporting on this timeline. It was all the greatest thing in the world. And then when you get to it now, when gun laws were laxed, according to this piece by CBS, that's when we had all these Newtown shootings and everything else that happened, because we rolled back the Clinton assault gun ban, which, you know, I don't know what an assault gun is, but assault weapon. I'm not sure. What does it say in the book about assault weapon?
Well, hold on one second. The last word I want to go over before weapons is jihad. Arabic noun used to refer to the Islamic concept of the struggle to do good.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Arabic noun used to refer to the Islamic concept of the struggle to do good.
Yeah.
I want to finish this up when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll tell you about weapon.
Oh, my God.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
This segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville, one on New Road in Parsippany. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment. Please check out libertyofficesuites.com.
Did you just lose the word dollars there for a minute?
I don't know. Hey, I don't know.
That's some sort of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you're
mini stroke or some shit.
So,
tell me about...
So jihad, our Arabic noun used to refer to the Islamic concept of the struggle to do good. In particular situations that can include holy war, the meaning extremist Muslims commonly use jihadi or jihadis. Do not use jihadist.
Oh, we got to be very specific.
And there's no terrorism in here.
No terrorism.
And weapons, they have under weapons, assault rifle, term for military or police-style weapons that are shorter than a conventional rifle and technically known as carbines. The precise definition may vary from one law jurisdiction to another, although the terms are often used interchangeably. Some make the distinction that assault rifle is a military weapon with a selector switch for firing fully auto or semi-auto. And it goes on and on about clip, cartridge, bullet, and everything. They have clip in there, which is wrong. A device to store multiple rounds of ammunition together as a unit, ready for insertion into the gun. Yeah, that's right, but it's more a magazine. But
yeah.
I'm giving this to you, Sandy, but for our listeners out there, so this is what the Associated Press, this is their game book for writing the
sanitizing the news.
And that's I just threw the book towards Sandy, by the way, because I'm fed up with it. So that's why we're so politically correct today. Now remember, liberals are Allah's useful idiots, like turkeys campaigning for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Allah will eat them first, just so they know. It's like gays for Islam.
Right.
You dumb. You dumb.
Yeah, they in Saudi Arabia they treat homosexuals very well. They throw them off the tops of buildings.
Yeah, yeah. So
and yet here, if we are not, and women's rights. I mean, there's a young woman from Saudi Arabia right now who is in jail in Saudi Arabia
with a mini skirt.
Wore a miniskirt. Yeah, where here, if we're not giving out free. Birth control, then it's a war against women.
Yep. I have a homework assignment for all of our listeners. This was, our Twitter feed is at GUN4HYR, at GUN4HYR, at Chromo, C-R-O-M-O. He once says, "Hey, Ant, have you read about the NRA carry guard, and what do you think about it? Is it worth it or not?" All right, well, any listeners out there, a.k.a. Gary Roth, has done a little analysis this before. And to my knowledge, we have NRA Carry Guard, USCCA, CCW Safe, Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network, and U.S. Law Shield. Five of them, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anybody want to do an analysis and see the pros and cons of them? I'll gladly read them on air. I don't have any myself.
Yeah, I don't know.
I own this business. I have a $10 million umbrella policy. I also have a 5 million people are jackass policy.
Yeah.
And I have a reverse bodyguard. Wherever I go, I have someone that protects other people from me when I lose my temper. So, yeah, other people have bodyguards. But anyway, you know how it works. But let's get some input out there. If anybody wants to compare the five of them together, Gary Roth did a similar thing a few months ago. But if you guys want to do it, please do. We've got a lot of attention with the NRA petition for Bach. Thank you all for your support. And this, the NRA is all over. They're front lines on the ground in New Jersey, which is a first. So another thing I want to talk about is there's a website we should all probably visit at this point. It's called kim4nj.com. Kim Godano is running for governor against Phil Murphy. Phil Murphy can't tell people why he's different from John Corzine, and he's also pushing for single-payer health care, which will pull Jersey right down. We're the last in everything now, so we might as well be defunct.
Of course.
And so we know it can't be Phil, and I want everybody to go on the kimfornj.com website and check it out, because I think it's important that we put our support behind her. Now, here's a great one. There was a woman's march, and it was highly criticized because one of their heroes at the woman's march was Joanne Chesimard.
Yeah, it was a happy birthday party for Joanne Chesimard. What name is she going under?
Asada
now?
Shakur.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Her real name is Joanne Deborah Chesimard. Okay. She's a former member of the Black Liberation Army. She killed a state trooper in cold blood, escaped from prison in the 70s, and has been hiding in Cuba for about 40 years now, and she needs to die in New Jersey, and I will in a prison, and I will not go to Cuba until she is here or she is dead. And I just, his name was Trooper Werner Forster, by the way. He was killed in 1979
in Lodi,
or 77 by her. Yes, and but this woman's march had a poster, "A Woman's Place is in the Struggle," and they had "Happy Birthday to the Revolutionary Asada Shakur."
Yeah.
Sign of resistance in Asada's honor. We are upside down and backwards.
Absolutely.
I am thoroughly convinced.
Yeah, totally upside down.
Our legislators support the rights of illegal aliens over citizens, senior citizens, and veterans. I don't understand. When did the liberals or the Democrats become the party of the illegals?
Well, you know, it's here's my favorite thing, right? We have to be careful about the use of the word liberal and, and start using the word progressive, because you're going to find, and you're seeing it happening right now in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. You got to remember, the Progressive Party was started by a Republican. There are progressives in both sides. Progressives are the people who do not believe in the Constitution. They forestall the concept that freedom is an individual thing, that it should be a collective thing, that the Constitution was should be a living, breathing sort of document.
Yeah.
And they are all big government solutions to things. Now, how does that play into gun rights? It plays a lot into gun rights. If you see what's happening with human rights and gun rights, it's the same mindset, guys. It's got absolutely nothing to do with one topic or another. It is the same mindset moving everything forward. So I know plenty of liberals who are against big government. Classic liberals, like libertarians, like myself, I'm a libertarian, are against big government solutions, because big government always leads to big problems. Reagan put it pretty well, I think. You know, government isn't the solution. Government is the problem.
But I'll tell you, right now, I am so disgusted that she is the poster child for a woman's march. We are totally... I can't even believe it.
Well, remember the vagina hats? I mean, they had a woman who believes in Sharia law, who has known associations with the blind sheik, who was running the women's vagina hat march.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Linda Sarsour.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the one who said that Ayanna Hirsi should have her vagina removed.
Yeah,
this was a woman who was his kid had genital mutilation.
Right.
Female genital mutilation, and she speaks out for women's rights.
Right. You know, I think you're right. Everything is completely upside down.
Yeah, I just can't understand it. I'm besides myself. But let's give you some other crappy news. Here's actually good news. Christie signed into law a bill where we are now deputizing a whole plethora of more police officers that can carry guns. We talked about this a little bit, but it's law now. And what happens is that now we have a whole section of police officers, law enforcement officers that are retired that can carry, like Division of Taxation, Department of Unit Services, Transit Police, Campus Police Officers, Palisades Interstate Park, Port Authority, corrections officers, parole officers, full-time bridge officers, and arson investigators. These people...
So toll collectors at the bridge can carry firearms now, but we can't.
No. Yeah, well, this is a good step, though.
I guess.
Pre-H.R. 38, because I'm telling you right now, these people should have been allowed to carry. They go to the academy, they qualify every 6 months just as a bona fide law enforcement officer, and then when they retired, their carry permits were taken from them. These, you know, in this age of terrorism and crackpots, I'd rather be on a train and have a retired park police officer sitting next to me carrying his gun in case somebody starts screaming. Well, we're not allowed to say Allah Akbar, right?
No,
say God Almighty or whatever. Yeah. So if they say
just
it,
don't
now,
say Jesus.
You know, but here's
if
our
say
mind.
Jesus, we could lose our license.
It's true. Here's the mindset, though. Senator Cody, all right. He says he was a former governor for like a week, all right, when McGreevy went on a bender. He questioned whether low-risk professions like park rangers and revenue agents ought to be toting firearms, okay?
But says
how
the man with
how disrespectful.
Armed guards.
What an asshole.
Democrat.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by GunSitters.com, GunSitters.com. GunSitters.com is located on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza. If you need to store a gun temporarily, long-term, you're moving, divorce, domestic, problem child in the house, I don't care what it is, check out GunSitters.com. For a couple of bucks a month, you can store your guns and keep them out of the hands of the thieves and the prosecutors. You don't want that to happen. They also have a military division called Weapons Guard. If you're in the
thieves
military.
Thieves and prosecutors? Were you?
Same thing. Oxymoron. The military division Weapons Guard will store your guns for free while you're being transferred or deployed. It's funded by donations from GunSitters.com. So please support us who support the... Yeah. Anyway, so GunSitters will also be on hand for NJ SafeCon.
Yes.
And next week, John Willett and Tony Simon are going to be on the show together.
Wow.
Two heavy hitters. Yes, they're both going to be on Gun for Hire Radio 322 talking about the diversity shoot and SafeCon because there's a lot of crossovers and parallels. But listen, a couple of things that I want to go over right now.
Before you get on to that, I have a question.
I don't even want to talk anymore,
off
please.
The air because how do you feel? What lessons can be learned by this incident that happened this past week with the woman who phoned 911, came outside to meet the cruiser in it was Minneapolis, wasn't it? And was shot down by the police officer from inside the car.
Yeah, I haven't really studied the case yet.
Okay.
To be honest, there wasn't enough facts released yet of what happened.
And it's funny how there's no facts being released about
it at all. Like with the Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin case from the if I had commented on it the first day the press broke, I would have been like, oh, the kid was asking for trouble. But then after hearing the details in the police dispatch, I'm like, Zimmerman needs his head smashed against the concrete wall 600 or 700 times, and Trayvon would still be alive today. So I maybe next week we'll go over that. I'm sorry, but
no problem.
The cop was a Somali.
Yes, he was. He was a Somali cop. And,
yes.
Now it's funny because you don't hear anything at all from the typical parade of rabble rousers at all. that here was this woman who was in her pajamas. I don't get it. I mean, to me, should we not come outside? I mean, why was she outside? That was a little bizarre.
So we really need more facts to get in. And again, there's three sides to every story. On the other spectrum, a Washington State teenager used her father's firearm this week to repel a suspected car thief who entered their home while hiding from the police.
Ooh, that is good news.
Listen, now, if this is New Jersey, you go to jail.
Right.
Kimber Woods, 17, of Spokane, Washington, the good Washington, by the way, was alone on Monday morning when her boyfriend called and warned her of a wanted man who was on the loose nearby. She called her father and asked permission to use his handgun, okay? She's laying down in her bed, and she hears somebody break in the house. She's like, "Who are you? Get the F out of my house." The teenager found herself saying to a home invader shortly after her 5 a.m. call with her dad. Okay, the invader, who tried to take refuge in a teen's bedroom, took one look down the barrel of the gun and ran out of the house, she told the station. Deputies praised Kimber's courage and said she positively identified the suspect who stole an ATV during the escape. Police did not disclose the subject's name. Of course, right? The man has yet to be apprehended, by the way. But don't give his name this way, because he has rights.
The criminal has rights. That's right.
So here's a 17-year-old girl who was obviously trained enough to call her father and say, "Dad, there might be somebody on the loose in the area. Can I get your handgun?" She didn't just take it without permission, and she used it to train it upon a guy, and that says a lot. And her name is Kimber, which I think is really
kinda cool. Yeah.
She did all right there. But in New Jersey, she probably would have been locked up.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, in
guaranteed.
Spokane, Washington, the sheriffs praised her actions, okay?
Didn't something else happen in Washington on the other side?
The bad Washington?
Yeah, the bad one. No, the good Washington, but a bad thing. Where the guy was sentenced to jail for manslaughter for emptying his magazine clip at a guy who was robbing his car.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
You know, in most states, you can't shoot over property. Let's face it. You can't shoot over property. There has to be a threat.
And a woman, too. I mean, for people out there who don't get this, you know, over the weekend, I had a discussion with somebody, and he talked about firing a warning shot. I'm like, dude, you just can't do that. Two blocks away, when this guy emptied his magazine into the back of his car, which, why would you do this to begin with? He killed a woman two blocks away because bullets travel more than just 20 or 30 feet, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, amazing.
Oh, were you talking about the case from Washington that Todd from Atlanta sent?
Yeah.
He wrote, this came from Todd from Atlanta. He would like to hear me and Sandy talk about the article below that stresses how important training is in knowing self-defense law. The poor bastard not only ruined his life, but ended the life of an innocent lady, not to mention seriously impacting the life of his family and hers, all to save his car, which he probably had full coverage insurance on anyway. My wife and I are Mag 40 graduates twice, and bet this guy wishes he had spent the time and money training on somebody like Masad Ayoub. Yeah, so what happened was this guy, Tobin Panton, he fired his Glock at a car thief leaving his driveway with his vehicle. He pled guilty this week to death of a neighbor he struck. Remember, every bullet that exits the muzzle has a lawyer attached to
it. Absolutely.
Every bullet that exits the muzzle of the gun, you're liable for.
Right.
And he shot his Glock, and he killed a neighbor with a stray bullet. So killed an innocent woman, and now he's going to go to jail probably for life or close to it. His life is over, okay? He's out on bail right now, but he's going down. And Todd from Atlanta, you're absolutely right. If he had taken Mag 40 from Masad Ayoub, he maybe would have thought twice about it. Now, here's what happens a lot of times with the adrenaline and testosterone. He saw his car being stolen, and he's got a gun, and then he got caught up in the moment. And unfortunately, you can't take it back.
Right.
So you need to have that respect. You know, better to call 911 and lose his car. Now he's going to spend 15, 20 years in prison. And forget about that, but the fact that he killed an innocent person, I mean, 99% of the population with a marginal conscience is going to have a hard time dealing with that.
Yeah,
you know, I
sure.
If you know, when I had a motorcycle, I used to hate putting somebody on the back because I always felt that if I got killed or paralyzed, it's just me.
Yes,
I don't want to wake up and hear, "Hey, Mr. Kalecki, you're fine, but Mary, you know, broke her neck or whatever." You know, so and that's me thinking about it from a personal aspect. So I couldn't even imagine killing an innocent person and then having to deal with it. So. You know, so here's a shameless plug. August 3rd through 6th, Masada Ayub, there's one seat left if anybody wants to take it for MAG 40. And you should learn the judicious use of deadly force, and you should know everything that Masada Ayub has to offer. So, Todd, thank you so much for sending us that article. You know, Roger Garrett from PurelyWater.com, he's going to be one of the exhibitors down at NJ SafeCon in Princeton. But he wrote, "Master Anthony, heard one of your shows..." And he says, are there any organizations that have the dollars to print out a 10-point bullet sheet of Gadano versus Murphy, suitable for mailing, you know, something like that? Well, here's a call to arms for all of our listeners out there. I remember when we defeated Florio, we had bumper stickers made that said Florio free in 93.
Yeah.
You remember them, Sandy?
I remember.
And they were all over the place. So anybody out there listening that's artistic, anybody that has any printing capabilities or wants to volunteer, I can't do it. I got enough going on here. But maybe we should do something, you know, where there should be a flyer listing the two things. It's not only gun stuff, by the way, Roger and listeners. I think the big thing we should talk about is taxes.
Absolutely.
He wants to make New Jersey a sanctuary state.
Right.
How many more illegals can we afford?
Exactly. He's pandering to every group he possibly can because he doesn't, you know, and he's showing up at all the shore resorts because, you know, or for everybody else in the country, the beaches. He's showing up at the beaches because he's never been on a New Jersey beach because he doesn't live here.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly. Where they don't have warm water.
Knappen calls them mass holes.
Mass holes.
Or Taxachusetts.
Not us, that's Knappen.
Knappen.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin. You dare.
I'm not. You guys missed an epic burp. I had the frequency and the modulation and the time.
Yes, thank you for that.
Wow. Yeah. I was like a Homer Simpson epic burp. This segment is sponsored by County Line Firearms.
God, what I put up with.
CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop and see Carlos R.C. Sherry from the Saw Group. Check it out, please. You know, I had outpatient surgery in Morristown 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They call 50 times a day asking me to do a survey.
A survey.
Okay.
Is that them
50,
again?
Yeah, 50 times a day to do a survey.
Take the survey.
Okay. I did, and they just keep calling. Like, how many surveys do they want me to do? I'm going to have a heart attack from the phone call.
Do you want me to – you don't want me to get me on that subject, right? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you really don't. No, because it's just the Obamacare thing. That's how hospitals are paid. You see – unintended consequences. You have such a huge opioid problem right now.
Oh yeah.
Because one of the questions put on during the Obama era onto the survey, because that's how doctors and hospitals get paid based on, you know, how well you did. You know, how well people liked you, not any other reason. One of the questions they put on there was, did the hospital properly manage your pain? And there have been doctors fined and laws losing their licenses because they did not manage pain well, because they did not offer a strong enough painkiller to the junkie who came in seeking the painkiller.
And that's how that works.
And now we have plenty of more new junkies because they're, you know, I've seen people actually give end-of-life strength drugs to people just because they did not want to be accused of not managing their pain properly.
So, I mean, everything is just over.
Completely upside down.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's completely upside down.
We need it. We need it. That's why Trump is killing the mainstream media activists, because it's not going towards their socialist Obama plan. For 8 years, they thought Hillary was another eight, and then Chelsea's going to be eight after that. And before you know it, we're going to be Venezuela.
Yeah, right, because this is what everybody wants is Venezuela.
Oh, my God. After socialism comes communism.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says, and it's bullshit.
Well, I mean, they're two in the same, aren't they?
Yes.
You know, it's just what, it's a matter of degree.
Says, everyone being equally miserable, Reagan said. Yeah. And Margaret Thatcher said socialism works till you run out of everybody else's money.
Right. And now look at what's going on in Britain. You know, another topic which I don't want to bring up because it detracts from the show. This poor kid, Charlie Gard. The parents of there, where the
death
hospital
panels.
Yes, the hospital has ordered him to die.
A bunch of magistrates got together and said he's dying.
Right.
We're absolutely not trying anything else. It's too expensive.
They took the, because this is what socialized medicine is. This, folks, is what you're going to get when you have single payer health care. Look at the VA system. Look at Canada. Look at, you know, and let's not praise the Canadian system. I know plenty of people who are waiting 6, 8, 10 months for a CAT scan. Thank you very much. That happens here in the United States slowly but surely. And we have people, well, unfortunately, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this, but Trump himself wants single payer. He announced it in the campaign.
Yes.
It's just,
I don't think he understands
it. No, he doesn't understand. He just talks about shit he never understands, but, you know, what am I to tell you? I'm not a Republican.
I'm a libertarian, but even that is starting to piss me off now. I'll tell you, it's just really bad. So some good news, breaking news, the House passed a new bill mandating transfers of all U.S. Army 1911 handguns to the CMP program. This is what Obama tried to get this to be squashed, but
he did.
You know,
we
can buy Garands and M1As and 22 rifles, but Army training rifles, handguns. But now they're going to be released. Okay?
100,000 of them.
Yeah. So if you're not a member of like ANJRPC, you should join, because we're an NRA affiliated club, state or association, and you need that to qualify for one of these guns. Okay.
Would you want one? I mean, it'd be kind of interesting.
Why not?
You know, I mean.
Why not? It's potluck. You know, they'll grade them just like they did Garands. They have different grades, rack grade, et cetera, et cetera.
But do they charge more for the different grades of Garands?
Yeah, but it's not that much. But I think it'd be a cool crapshoot. I owned a few Garands that I bought from CMP 100 years ago.
Yeah, my cousin's got a bunch of them, too.
So I think people should look at it. Go on the CMP website. Make sure you remember. You can be an associate member of ANJRPC for $40 a year. And that qualifies you as belonging to a state association. Have your NRA membership, and you qualify. There's going to be 100,000. They're going to go fast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're going to go fast. I don't know how they're going to limit it to people or how many people or anything, but they are going to go really fast.
What do you think about the stun gun situation here in New Jersey?
Well, it looks like tasers and stun guns are going to get approved in the state of New Jersey. I don't know what the final thing looks like, but the courts ruled that it was unconstitutional to ban them from us serfs. So I heard Loretta Weinberg had to be medicated when she found out that the serfs are going to have them. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to work. You know, tasers are big, bulky things that are designed mostly for law enforcement and security. And then stun guns vary from, like, they look like a lipstick bodyguard we have, and they look like big monster typewriters, you know. Yeah. So I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know if there's a training requirement. I don't know if there's a certification. I don't know if there's a qualification. You know, Jersey, there's going to be a fee.
Oh, there's going to be absolutely a fee, some sort of back pocket grabbing.
Yeah, so I really don't know where it's going to go, but we're going to find out, aren't we?
Can my wife get her stun gun back that she lost at the court that day? Or?
Yeah, they took it away. Well, you should really quick tell people the story who haven't been listening forever.
Well, I brought home somebody might have brought home a stun gun from someplace, and my wife wound up with it. And she was told specifically, do not take this into places. This is an illegal thing in the state of New Jersey. And one day she had to show up in court to testify for, you know, she's a gerontologist. So she had to show up in court for a hearing. And she walked through the metal detectors. And right away, the court officers who know her had to check her purse. And they're like, you can't have this in here. She goes, yeah, but my husband gave it to me. I don't want to give it up. They're like, well, you have a choice. We could put you under arrest or we can take this away from you. She goes, all right, here, you can have it.
It's happened to me with other defensive tools
yeah.
as well. It's never pretty. You need to know the law. Otherwise, you get yourself in trouble.
Yes, you do.
You know, but yeah, it's a shame. So I don't know what's going to happen. So it's really hard for me to quote on it at this point, Sandy. Until we see what the final mix-up is going to be.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm hoping that it's going to be good. How much time do we have for this segment?
We're almost out.
Okay,
we've got enough time.
Okay, Gary Roth wrote a letter again, lawyer. I was surprised by your discussion of the states with the most restrictive gun laws. Not surprised that New Jersey was at or near the top of the list, but that PA, in the opinion of the Brady Group, was number 10. So he did a little research, and I think that the statistic is somewhat misleading. While PA is not as gun-friendly as Alaska or Wyoming, the gap between PA on one hand and the arguably most restrictive states, D.C., New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Hawaii, on the other hand, is, in the words of our president, huge, Y-U-G-E. I'm with Sandy and plan to vote with my feet and move out of New Jersey to a freer state with more reasonable taxes as soon as circumstances allow. But for the time being, don't plan to rule out PA. Thank you for that, Gary. Again, I was just going by the Brady Group, and I like to always – I'm on the Brady Group's websites and handgun control and stuff more than I am on the NRA website.
Yeah, because you want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, I learned that from Sandy, and I like to watch and see what the enemy is doing. I kind of know already what the NRA is doing, so – And then I got an email from Jason, who hashtagged anyone but Murphy, and he was talking about the sound level of the show, and Sandy has the engineers and stuff working on that. So, you know, maybe, Jason, don't call a miracle ear just yet, even though I made fun of all of our listeners. But, you know,
it's got to do with bandwidth and taking a broadcast signal and making it into a podcast and, I don't know, some – jibber-jabber stuff.
Jibber-jabber. So everybody out there, you know, if you've been hearing sound fluctuations, just we're working on the sound fluctuations.
We're trying to work on Anthony's microphone technique, too.
I hate feeling like I'm eating the mic or something.
I know, but
it reminds me of the time I was in prison.
With your new microphone, you have to do that.
Okay? So,
why do you drop those all like that?
What do you mean? So remember, if you bring someone to the range, you get a poker chip.
Oh, God.
You know, Roger Garrett from Purely Water did research, and we will be, Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range will be the largest indoor gun range in the United States when
it's
complete.
Which would be in the world then, wouldn't it?
Maybe, I guess, yes. 71,000 square feet, 66 ports.
Wow.
The next one is in Colorado with 52 lanes. Then another one has 50, 42, 37. Forget it. They're not even in our league after that. But we will have 66 lanes over 71,000 square feet. So it looks like we will have the moniker of being the largest indoor gun range in the United States. Now, that'll be commercial for civilian because I've been to the Secret Service in Laurel, Maryland.
Yeah,
and,
you got some big
oh,
big
my God.
Stuff,
yeah, I used to shoot Secret Service pistol matches before Bill Clinton canceled them, banned them. I used to shoot in the civilian divisions. And let me tell you, you got to see how our tax dollars are spent,
man. Oh, they're being spent very well.
Talk about setups, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They had a covered outdoor range. It was 100 yards, 100 ports. It was covered. Think about that, people. They had big commercial fans moving the air and everything.
Well, of course.
I went to an indoor range downstairs. Heckler & Koch was there with a full assortment of MP5s. And the salesperson said that he had 5 trailers of ammo outside for the entire 4-day Secret Service match. So As long as you wanted to load the magazines, you could keep shooting.
That's great.
All right. That was where I met Carlos Hathcock, White Feather, at a Secret Service pistol match approximately 3 years before he passed away. He was in a wheelchair. He had burns on his body from the half track on the Claymore, and he had Parkinson's disease. But I got to meet him, and I wish it was the days of cell phones. I would have had a good selfie with White Feather,
absolutely.
But looks like we're the biggest. It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
And this is our last segment, and this segment is brought to you by NJ SafeCon. Is it NJSafeCon.net? Yes, it is. NJSafeCon.net. The sponsors are piling up. The attendees are piling up. John Willett's kicking butt.
The place to be.
Saturday, September 23rd at the Princeton Marriott. Please buy your tickets online now. Please send donations in. John's putting a donate button on the website. If you have a product or service you want to advertise it, njsafecon.net. Now, Sandy, before we get back into our drivel, your wife is doing this, a podcast of herself right now, which I listened to one and I posted it all over our social media. Explain a little bit of what is going on here.
Well, this week, if you are, my wife is a gerontologist, an elder care expert, and if there are, I was surprised to learn, 15 million people who are unpaid caregivers giving care to family members, friends who have been stricken with Alzheimer's disease. This week on Parents Are Hard to Raise is the name of the radio show and also the podcast. And she will be doing a lot of tips, inside kind of tips and things for caregivers of Alzheimer's patients. So if you know somebody, and chances are with 15 million people out there, you know somebody who's either giving care to an Alzheimer's patient or you're doing it yourself, it'd be a good resource to pass along. It's parentsarehardtoraise.org. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio.
I was amazed that I posted it on my personal Facebook feed, which has 5,000 followers, I was amazed that over 30 people shared it.
Yeah, it's just something.
Which means it's a hot topic out there, right?
I mean, many of us are of that age where we're caring for our parents.
I am.
Or thinking about it, right? Yeah. Thinking about the
issues. Well, I am already. I'm caring for them already.
Yeah. Well, you have been for a while. But
yeah, well, a long time, but more so now. But my parents are in their mid-70s, and I'm kind of their surrogate now. And it's tough sometimes, but... parents are hard to raise. It's really good. I'm going to come on as a guest and talk about being victims of senior-type violence and geriatric-type violence and scams and everything else.
Which
as
is
well.
A big issue. I mean, we've talked about it on this show here, but the prevalence is just amazing right now.
When you
see it. You see how many calls we get on our cell phones, right? I'm sure everybody listening is getting these goofy telemarketing calls. A lot of times this stuff happens, and unfortunately seniors... There's some amazing scams.
Oh my God! How about when they have they call up and say it's their grandchild?
Yeah.
And I was in an accident, and I need money. I need your credit card, and she says it over the phone.
Right, right. It's amazing. By the time they even realize what's going
on,
it's done.
So, don't tell mom I had an accident. Please help me, Grandma, or whatever. Yeah. It happens all the time. You know, so parents are hard to raise. Please check it out. Diane is good people. And Sandy, not so much.
That's true.
A couple of things I want to review. I'm going to be doing this every week until November, unfortunately. But you know, Chris Christie is going to be gone soon, and Murphy says, unlike Chris Christie, he won't pander to special interests like NRA, and he remembers that he wants to put a tax on firearms and ammo. He also wants to sign everything that Christie vetoed, he's going to sign. He's going to mandate gun safety training. Even if you only want to own a gun, you don't want to shoot it. He's going to push smart gun technology, which is going to trigger only smart guns can be sold in New Jersey. He's going to help keep guns out of mentally ill. He's going to tax guns to prevent violence. He's going to strengthen regulations on gun transfers. He's going to work with neighboring states to promote gun violence prevention. And he's going to direct his attorney general to vigorously defend our gun laws. Okay, this is all. And then he's going to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. He wants single-payer health care.
Yep.
He's going to do everything he can to defy anything that Trump does. He's going to make sure, just like Mayor de Blasio, that they don't notify ICE when they arrest an illegal immigrant, a legal alien, criminal for committing a crime. They'll go free, but U.S. citizens, New Jersey residents, will be locked up and processed.
Right.
Okay?
If we have to pee on the way to the range.
Correct. Yeah. But ICE agents will not be notified. This is what he's going to bring to the state. And I'll tell you what, you know, the conservatives and the liberals are split about 50-50 in this state, and a million or so independents sit in the middle.
Right.
I need all of you out there to reach out to everybody and share with them this list of stuff. And, you know, use the taxes in the sanctuary cities and everything else if you have to. Don't make it just a gun issue.
No, I don't think the gun issue is going to play very well in New Jersey, because even the gun owners in New Jersey are kind of anti-gun.
So, you know, these are the things that we have to really stress, and we're going to go over more of this in SafeCon, but we have to act now.
Oh, no, this is Florio on steroids. Yeah,
is Kim Gadano the best? No, she's not the best.
No. But it's all we really have at this point.
You know, a couple...
I'm so tired of this.
Me too.
Just so tired.
Me too. But I can't leave, Sandy. I'm 56 years old. My business and my life is here. What's left of my small family is here. I have to stick it out for now and fight.
Yeah.
And fight I will, like I always do. Okay? A couple of things we talked about in the past that, you know, we have Masoud Ayoub coming in August 3rd to 6th. We also have this new reloading class that Jimmy had spoken about. And the class dates are August 19th and September 17th. And the way it works is you're going to take the class. You're going to tell us what caliber you want to learn how to reload. And you're going to leave with your press, powder charge, everything.
I told four people about that. And they were really excited about that, because that's a big issue. You know, when you learn all this information and then you leave, and you're leaving without the thing.
You're taking it with you.
Yeah.
So we bought the presses. We have the table set up and everything. So Charlie and Jimmy are going to be teaching it August 19th and September 17th. And it's going to be epic. So you're going to – I know. I'm having microphone troubles. I'll get used to it. I don't want to eat the mic. I told you. It reminds me of the Big House. So reloading is August 19th, September 17th. We have 3 seats left for our Urban Precision Rifle, Urban Precision Rifle 1. For you people who don't know, we drive 2.5 hours out to Pennsylvania. We have a cooperative thing with Tier 1, and you're going to learn how to shoot 1,100 yards.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't do it. It's September 15th and 16th. It starts
well, it requires
out,
math.
Yeah, hell with that. It starts out at Gun for Hire, a half-day classroom, and then we have a sprinter van. The whole class gets in the Gun for Hire sprinter van.
Good van, by the way.
Yeah, we drive out to the place in Pennsylvania, and then we have dinner. And then the next morning we get up and we spend the whole day on the range, and then we drive everybody back to Gun for Hire.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
This is the third one we're doing. The first 2 sold out. Jimmy has 3 slots left for this Urban Precision Rifle. Get to shoot other guns, learn about other guns. We have customers, Gun for Hire alumni, that make parts for guns, and they demo them and everything. So it's a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, that's very
and then August 16th, we have Urban Carbine 3 down in South Jersey Shooting Club. We have 4 seats left for that. So
and that's a nice club, and it's right down in...
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's the name of that town?
Winslow.
Winslow, yeah.
I went to Winslow, Arizona. This is Winslow, New Jersey. See, yeah. I remember word association from the Eagles. So I have that going for you. You know, I just wanted to talk about, you know, I'm reliving something we covered a couple of times, but in the event of a mass shooter, I coined the term rush the nut.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring that back up again and just refresh all your memories, because it's just a matter of time that something's going to happen.
Absolutely,
again.
Sure.
And, you know, we all have our head on a swivel and everything, but when everybody's fleeing, if you have an active shooter, if you're in a movie theater and you're going to be trapped against the wall and everybody's going to be lambs to the slaughter, it might be time to start thinking about rushing the nut.
Yeah.
Okay. And rushing the nut means I might die anyway, so the hell with it. You know, if you have a 19-year-old Caucasian effeminate man,
right,
that is right, living in his mom's basement, now he gets an AR-15 and he goes to a public place and he starts killing people, how do you think that person would respond if you rushed him?
Yeah, or just threw a large big gulp in his face.
We talked about that, right, too, you know, while during a magazine change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the problem is it's hard to break out of the fight or flight reflexes,
yes,
because you want to flee to safety, especially if you're with your family.
Right.
Well, start changing your mindset to rush the nut. Cindy, what was the wife's show again?
Parents Are Hard to Raise is the name of the show. It's at parentsarehardtoraise.org.
And the last plug is kimfornj.com. Kimfornj.com. We need to mobilize people. We get Murphy in, New Jersey, stick a fork in it, it's done.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Winston is hanging in there. Thank you, all of the well-wishers out there and everything. He's in his 80s, and he has some medical issues, and we're doing the best we can with what we have to work with.
Yep.
Thank you all.
He's a tough little guy, and he hangs out with us every day here at the show. He likes it. He participates. We don't pay him in biscuits, but you know, just the way it works. Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all.
Rush the nut.
Rush the nut. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Winston is out seeing a man about a horse at this moment, so I will be saying goodbye for Winston. We love you guys. And again, if you are one of the 15 million people caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, there's some great resources available on my wife's show, Parents Are Hard to Raise, .org. You can get it on Google Play or on iTunes. We love you guys. See you again next week. From sea to the shine.